This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Boston City Council voted today to pass stricter regulations on short-term rentals through platforms such as Airbnb. Here's City Councilor Ayanna Pressley on why she supported the ordinance.
Short-term rentals are contributing to this public health crisis and epidemic that is the affordable housing crisis, and without regulation or data collection stands to become an even larger contributor to displacement.
Well, WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zeninja Enwemeka was at the city council meeting today, and she joins us now from Boston City Hall. Hi there, Zeninja.
Hey, Meghna.
So there's been a lot of back and forth for several months about exactly what changes to short-term rentals might happen in Boston. So let's just kind of go through step by step on what the city council did today. First of all, there was a proposed cap from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh about putting a 120-day cap on short-term rentals for 2- and 3-family homes, owner-occupied ones. What happened there?
Yes. So that was in the original proposal, as you mentioned, that the mayor put forth. So what had happened since then is that the city council had a working session where they, you know, discussed that ordinance. And since then, before today, there is actually an amendment added to remove that 120-day cap on 2- and 3-family homes. So what the city council voted on today basically allows for 365 days a year if someone in one of those units wants to rent them out on a short-term basis.
I see. Okay, so that was quite a sticking point there. So just to be clear, folks who own 2- and 3-family homes, if they live in one of the units, will be able to go forward and rent the other ones with no cap. Okay, interesting. Now, what about...
No cap. And basically what you were referring to there is Councilor O'Malley did introduce a proposed amendment to reinstate that cap, but that failed in a vote today.
Got it. Okay, so what about the other major issue, which was investor-owned units outright, not 2- and 3-family, but just all of those couple of thousand units in Boston that are owned by absentee investors? What happened there?
Oh, well, so the city council gave basically a resounding no to investor units. So this is basically when people use properties that they don't live in and put them up for short-term rentals on sites like Airbnb. The city council was very clear today that they were not accepting even a limited use of investor units. And so they completely rejected that, and that is not in the ordinance.
Okay, so because I remember in previous conversations we've had on Radio Boston about this issue, the Boston Housing Chief Sheila Dillon has said that one of their goals is to get those units back online for regular rental for 12-month leases. But on the other hand, if I understand correctly, Zeninja, today at the city council, we had some city councilors wanting to allow investors to have their units on Airbnb. And so let's play some tape here. Here's City Councilor Frank Baker.
I'm concerned that completely eliminating investor units will push all the short-term rentals out of downtown and into the surrounding neighborhoods where the most affordable housing exists today.
So, Zeninja, am I hearing that right? That Councilor Baker was saying if they don't allow investor-owned units, say, I don't know, in the Seaport or downtown to rent on Airbnb, that he's worried that in the surrounding areas of Boston where lower-cost housing is, that that's where the Airbnb rentals might go?
Yeah, you know, so Meghna, this gets at a really interesting divide that's been popping up in all of this discussion around short-term rentals between the neighborhoods that are more concentrated in downtown Boston versus the neighborhoods in the outer parts of the city. And so a lot of the councilors representing those communities outside of the downtown core of Boston are very concerned about the impact and about residents there having the flexibility to use short-term rental services, and also about, you know, shutting down investor units in the downtown areas and what that will do to housing costs, to the availability of units in outer neighborhoods. Whereas councilors who are more in the downtown areas, who represent those areas, are very concerned about properties just being completely snapped up. And so there was some support today in the city council for allowing investor units in some capacity. Some of the arguments were about allowing for competition in the short-term rental housing market.
But just so that we're clear, as you said earlier, the city council ultimately voted against having investor-owned units be on short-term rentals.
Yeah, ultimately, okay. They were not buying those arguments and are banning investor units in Boston.
One more quick thing, Zininger. You know, data collection around housing is a really big deal in Boston. Were there any amendments regarding that today?
So there's discussion around making sure, and there were some amendments around basically making sure that there's some transparency around the data that's collected on short-term housing rentals, that that this ordinance is proposing to create a registry on short-term rentals, that that's made public. So there were some amendments in what was voted on today to do that and to make that an easier process. There is also quite a bit of discussion about the city really focusing on data moving forward once this ordinance is in place and giving themselves the flexibility to further down the road be able to look at that data, assess it, and possibly make some changes to this ordinance.
Yeah. Now, Airbnb has been very vocal about its opposition to any regulation to short-term rentals in Boston. Have we had a response from them since the city council just took its vote a little while ago?
Yes, I just caught a Airbnb spokesperson who was at the hearing today just as it ended, and I know they've released a statement. They're not happy with what happened today in a nutshell. They're very concerned about the regulations. They believe they're a bit too strict. They are concerned that there's so much focus on multifamily homes when Boston is mostly a city of renters, and that those renters, if they have the approval of their landlord, should be able to have the flexibility of, you know, potentially using a site like Airbnb to do a short-term rental. So they are not happy with the measure today, and they, you know, are basically looking to see kind of what happens next moving forward.
Now, I know I keep saying last question, but this time it is the last one, Zininger.
Yeah,
Boston Mayor, the ordinance now goes back to Mayor Walsh. Is he likely to sign it? Because there are some changes from what he originally wanted.
There are some changes. And, you know, going back to that 120-day cap, that's the biggest change. And that was what Mayor Walsh initially wanted. He wanted that 120-day cap on these multifamily units. The city council, you know, voted today to get rid of that cap. And so he does have the ability to veto this ordinance. And we'll have to see what happens. I believe he has expressed that he does reserve that right if he's not happy with the changes that the city council has approved.
Well, that's WBUR's Bostonomics reporter Zininger and Wemeka bringing us up to speed on today's Boston City Council vote regarding short-term rentals. Zininger, it was terrific to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Meghna.